We're here today with the word from on high. And as I asked my mother this morning, we're coming down the road. I said, I need you to drive because when we get there, I said, Sister Barbara is going to be there. And I know she's going to be there. And if I don't have a title for this sermon, amen, she's going to run me straight up out of that door. Amen. So I better sit over here and get something together really quick. Normally it comes to me while I'm preaching, amen. I come up with a title while I'm preaching. I said, but Sister Barbara wants a title in the beginning, amen. So we got to get this straight right now, amen. So if you have your Bibles, and you should, if you could turn to the book of Hebrews, the very first chapter, amen. I know Brother Dick, yesterday at Bible study, he was over, him and I, we were over in 2 Corinthians 5, and we were looking at some verses over there, and him and Jim must have been looking at them same verses again this morning, amen. And that's where Brother Dick, I think he wants me to preach from 2 Corinthians Hebrew 5, but I'm not going to do that today. Next time we have Bible study, we will do that 2 Corinthians 5, amen. But today we're going to go to the book of Hebrews in the very first chapter, starting with the very first verse. And when you found that, if you can and if you're able to rest upon your feet for reading God's word, we will find these words recorded.
It's page 883 in the
Bible. Page 883 in your pew Bibles. Amen. Book of Hebrews, very first chapter, starting with verse 1. We will find these words recorded. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, in upholding all things by the word of his power, when he hath himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. You may be seated. God, our Father, we come once again, Lord, thanking you for this day, for this is a day that you have made. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. I would like to talk to you just a little while this morning from a subject called Jesus is Better. Jesus is better. This book of Hebrews, it actually it describes in detail how Jesus Christ fulfills the promise and the prophecies of the Old Testament. The Jewish community believed in the Old Testament, but most of them kind of rejected Jesus as being this long-awaited Messiah. When I look at this text, I find that the message was difficult for the Jewish community to accept Jesus Christ as being this Messiah. Although they had sought the Messiah for a very long time, they found it very difficult to accept Jesus, amen, whenever he came. And they were under the Judaism law. And there was nothing wrong with the Judaism law. It was just the fact that that was the law of the Old Testament, amen. And it was a covenant that that Jesus had made with them, amen, an agreement that he had made with them. And he had spoke in many different ways. Well, Jesus, God wasn't speaking anymore because he had sent his only begotten son. He had sent his divine, his unique son, amen, to come now, and everything that we were going to do, because we're being saved by grace, we're saved by his grace and his mercy, that everything that would happen now would go through his son, Jesus. As a matter of fact, the Bible even goes on to tell us that the only way to my Father is through Christ Jesus. There isn't any any other way that we can do that. So Hebrews is, when I look at the book of Hebrews, it's kind of a masterful document that's written to the Jewish community because they were evaluating this struggle. And they were having a struggle with this new faith. Amen. And we know that in Hebrews, we find that, you know, that we don't walk by sight, you know, amen. We walk by faith. As a matter of fact, Hebrews 11:1-6 tells us that that it's without faith that it's impossible to please God. So you got to know who God is, amen. And the only way that you're going to know who God is, amen, is the first thing that you have to do is believe that there is a God, amen. You got to believe that God does exist, amen. And when you go through some things, amen, I mean, you go through some trials and some tribulations, amen, it's going to strengthen your faith, amen, along your Christian journey. Sometimes we begin to wonder, well, why does this happen to me? Or why is this going on in my life? Well, why not you? Because when I look at what Jesus went through, when he put himself up on the cross, when I look at the pain and the misery and the torment that he went through, I begin to realize that I cannot go through this life unscathed. In the book of Job, it tells us that man born of woman has but few days upon this earth, and that those days are before trial and tribulations. I stopped by today to let you know that you're going to go through some things every now and then. But if you just hold on to his unchanging hand, I'm going to tell you that Jesus is better. The reason I say that Jesus is better, because when we have some problems going on in our life, we have a tendency to go to everybody or turn to everyone thing except the Lord. I've heard people even in their prayers, I've heard them in their confession come back and say, I've tried everything else, but now I'm turning to you, Lord, because I tried everything else and it didn't work. Well, we need to be going to Jesus in the beginning, amen. That's why he came. He came to serve us, amen. Not to be served, amen, but to serve us. So every now and then, the songwriter said, you got to have a little talk with Jesus. I don't know about you, but I've had some struggles in my life. I've gone through some things, but I've learned how to lean on Jesus. And so every now and then when you're going through something, I encourage you and challenge you to look and turn to Jesus, because he is the truth, the way, and the life. And there's no other way except going through Jesus Christ. And the only way to my Father is through Christ Jesus. God uses many approaches to send a message to his people. Back in the Old Testament, he spoke to Moses, he spoke to Isaiah, and then Jesus come on the scene. And people were kind of astonished. It was difficult for them to accept Jesus Christ. Everyone thought that, you know, God would still be speaking to them. But God could speak today if he wanted to. But he sent his only unique son, amen, in his place. And the thing that they didn't want to recognize is that Jesus was God in the flesh, amen. This same person that was speaking, amen, was the same person that was here now. He was just here in the flesh, because Jesus come to be what we are so that we could become what he is, amen. And so there's nothing that Jesus in his time and in his 33 years and in his ministry and his teaching and his preaching, there's nothing that he didn't go through, amen, that we're not going through today. Sometimes I question when I hear people tell me that when they pick up the newspaper or turn on the radio, that they find it difficult to find the what's going on in the world today. But it lets me know that they haven't read the Old Testament, because there ain't nothing going on in the world today, amen, that didn't happen before, amen. Their names may have changed and the places may have changed, amen, but the same things that were going on then are going on now. We're dealing with some issues within in our government. But you know what? Those same issues, amen, existed, amen, years ago, back in the old biblical days, back in the Old Testament time. But it was hard for them to believe that God was revealing his will through Jesus Christ. But not only is Jesus God, the spokesman, he is God himself. And the thing that I found out about God is that he's good all the time, amen, and he's good all by himself. He don't need nobody to help him out. I tell him the silver here all the time, God don't need you, amen. He don't need not near one of us up in here, but we all do need him. And I stop by to let you know today that no matter who it is that you think that can help you, who it is that you think is higher than that, there's no one greater than Jesus, because he's better in all ways. When you're going through your trials and your tribulations, we need to be able to call upon the name of Jesus. I sometimes even call upon him late in the midnight hour because my friends are asleep. And sometimes your friends will tell you that they're going to be there to help you. Sometimes they tell you that they're going to have your back. But when you call your friends, they got caller ID now, amen. They're looking at it. They ain't answering that call, amen, because you want something. Sometimes when you call your friends, they may be sleeping. But this Jesus that I'm talking about, he's available 24 hours a day. He's available 365 days a year. This Jesus that I'm talking about, he never sleeps. He doesn't have call waiting. He can hear your prayer and my prayer all at the same time. He can serve you and serve me all at the same time. But I also stop by to let you know that when he comes again, amen, he just ain't coming in Virginia and not in Ohio. He's not coming in Ohio and not coming in Pennsylvania. It tells me that when he cracks the sky, amen, that he will appear to all at the same time, and that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who are left behind will be called up. I'm letting you know today that I'm not putting no other God before my God, because Jesus is better. He's better. Jesus has a more excellent name. He is the Son of God. And that name was given to him by his Father. And it's the greatest name even over the angels. Some thought that Jesus might even be one of the higher angels, but Jesus is not an angel, because the Bible goes on to tell us that we don't have to worship angels, amen? But we are to worship God. We're to worship Jesus. John 4:24 says that God is a spirit, and those who don't worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. So if God, that Jesus was an angel, we wouldn't be able to worship him. Well, we know that Jesus is real. He's just as real because he is his Father's Son. He is that unique Son. Christ is superior to the angels. Christ is called the Son of God, and it's a name that was never given to the angels. The angels are important, amen, because they're just like you and I, amen. They are servants of the Lord. I question sometimes when people get all these titles, amen, in front of their names. Amen. They're Reverend Doctor and Doctor Reverend and Bishop this and Bishop that. But I stop by to let you know that we're all just servants of the Lord. Amen. You might have a title and it might be useful in its place and its time. But I stop by to let you know all we do is serving the Lord. Amen. Because when you confess the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and you're working in his service, you said that you were going to be a service for the Lord. I'm going to be on the battlefield for the Lord. So all these things I'm going to do is to serve him, amen, not the self-edification of man, but I'm here to serve the Lord. And so I look at God and I begin to look at Jesus, and I begin to realize that he created this kingdom, and that this kingdom would be created forever. And then he came and he said that when he created heaven and earth, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe it in him shall have everlasting in life, and you shall not perish. And then the angel can give you everlasting life. My mother can't give me everlasting life. Your friends can't give you everlasting life. The only one that can give you the everlasting life is Jesus Christ. And I stop by today to let you know that no matter who you think it is, Jesus is better, because some call him the road Joseph Sharon, and then some call him the lily of the valley. Some call him the bright and the morning star, but some call him the rose of Sharon. Some call him the Alpha and the Omega. They said he is the beginning and he is the end. Some even say that he is a bridge over troubled water. But I stop by to let you know that Jesus is better. And I'm just going to call on Jesus. I'm not calling on the Rose of Sharon. I'm not calling on the Prince of Peace. I'm just going to call on Jesus. Every now and then, when I'm going through something, I just got to get down every now and then. And then I get down on my knees and I just look up to the hills from which cometh thy help. I raise my hand to give him all the praise and all the glory, because I surrender all that I have, I give to him. All that I am, I owe to him right now. He's been mighty, mighty good to me. I don't know about you. I don't know what you might been going through, but I know that Jesus is better. Whenever you're going through whatever struggle it is, you just got to learn how to call upon the name of Jesus. Well, as I was looking at this text, I began to think. Some people asked me, say, well, you don't preach with notes anymore. I said, I don't, because God has gifted me that I can look at the scripture. And as I continue to look at the scripture and read the scripture, as many times as you read it, it's going to come to you different. Amen. And Sister Barbara, you could even have used the title of the hybrid faith if you want to. Amen. Because, you know, we live in the age of technology today. And so we have this hybrid vehicle, and the hybrid vehicle can run on gasoline or it can run on electric. Now, one would say that's a mighty long extension cord to run a vehicle from the wilderness down to Fredericksburg. Amen. But it's the technology, amen, because the car generates its own electricity, amen. So you could call it a hybrid faith, or you could have called this message, you can't have it both ways, because you can. Y'all need to write them down so I can take them back. I'm going to preach them all one of these days that way. Amen. But as God gives me the lessons, as he gives me the vision, amen, we begin to read the scripture and we look at the scripture and we find that Christ is better, and he reveals so many different things to us in so many different ways. And that's the good thing about serving God. You know, it just brings a joy, amen, into your heart. When I use this analogy to say this, because when my father passed away, there was a time when I just felt like just throwing my hands up in the air and just saying, I just give up. I was discouraged. I was disgusted. I was hurt. But then I began to realize that my father didn't leave me very much if I was just to throw my hands up in the air and just walk away. But then I said, how am I going to go through this? Because no human, no person walking could ever take his place. And I stopped by today to let you know that Jesus is better, because that joy that came down on the inside of my heart one day, man didn't give me that joy, and man can't take it away. That's why I stopped by today to let you know that Jesus is better. No matter what it is that I'm going through, amen, I got some peace down on the inner city of my soul, deep down on the inside. I got some joy going on down in there. And if you haven't experienced no trouble, I'm just going to let you know, you just keep on living, amen, because trouble's coming your way. But when trouble comes your way, you need to remember that Jesus is better. Jesus is better than anything that you can go to the psychiatrist and get. I'm telling you that Jesus is better. Jesus is better than any friend that you can call upon. You know, people never wanted to come and pay an attorney to give them some advice, but they always wanted to come to the attorney to correct what they messed up. I just stopped by to let you know that Jesus is your attorney, amen. That's where you need to go to in the first place, and that you don't have to worry about what else is going on. Now listen, when I tell you get this joy down on the inside of you, you're going to have a different feeling. But I also am going to let you know that it ain't over yet, amen. Don't think just because you gave your life to Christ, don't think because you got this joy down on the inside of you that you ain't going to go through some things. Yes, you're still going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some problems. You're going to have some issues in your life. You're going to have some difficult times. But when you come up on them times, you're going to be able to look to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that all your help, amen, comes from the Lord. Jesus is better. Well, I'm through. You can stick a fork in me because I'm done. I had to conserve a little bit because I got another one to do at 11:30. I had to conserve just a little bit, amen. But truly, God is good, and he's good all the time, and he's good all by himself, amen. But let us stand all over the sanctuary. There may be someone here today who doesn't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sin. There may be somebody here today who hasn't accepted Jesus Christ. This is your opportunity to come and receive him, confess the Lord your mouth that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you're here today and you want to get to know who Christ is, you want him into your life, you got some issues going on, you got some problems in your life, you don't know which way to turn, this is your time to come and accept him today. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today, because let me tell you, you're not promised tomorrow. Some used to say, here today and gone tomorrow. I stopped by to let you know you're not guaranteed to get out of this door, amen? And within the twinkling, the Bible tells us, in the twinkling of an eye, that's very quick. Your life can be transformed, means your life can be changed. So if you're here today and you haven't accepted him, this is your time to come and accept Christ. But if you're here today and you don't have a church home and you just need prayer, you're looking for salvation, you're looking for a way out, this is your time to come and accept Christ today. Is there one here today? Is there one? Don't worry about what your neighbor's going to think. Don't worry about what your friends are going to think. Let me tell you something. Whenever you become a saved person, the hellhounds of life will be on nipping at your heels, amen? But you don't worry about them, amen, because you'll be protected under the blood of Jesus Christ, because he's your only protector, amen? He's the only one that can keep you. He's the only one that can save you. Don't let nobody fool you and tell you that they can save you. I hear a lot of preachers talking, and I hear a lot of them say that I can save you. No, they can't save you, and they can't heal you either, amen. Pastor Brummer and I say it all the time, if with the sickness that we've had in our life, if we could heal somebody, we would have healed ourselves, amen. Amen. Don't be fooled by that. Don't be fooled by the false teachings and the false prophets that are out there that telling you what they can do when they can't do it, and you sending your money over to TV ministry and getting that oiled anointed handkerchief and that anointed water. I stopped by to let you know today that Jesus is better, and if you're here today and you haven't accepted him, this is your opportunity to do so. But if you're here and you're satisfied with your decision and he was to come today and you think that you would make it into heaven, you may take your seat. Amen. Amen. Brother Jim, I just thank you again for this opportunity to come to preach the word of God. I appreciate being here for Bible study, and it's always interesting. Amen. Brother Dick is he always challenges me. You know, he makes me step up play. I'm gonna tell you one thing about when you come to Bible study at the Wilderness, you better study before you get here. Amen. Amen. Cause Brother Dick he got something. Brother Dick gets here about 10 o'clock. He gets back on the table. He gets his papers all scattered out. He's ready for you. He said, if you ain't got nothing, I got something today. Amen. But I love it. I love it. Happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday to you, too. Amen. I love him. I love him like a brother. And it's good because he kind of invigorates you. He just generates you. You know, preachers need to be rejuvenated every now and then, too, you know. And Brother Dick brings out that in me. So I just love him, and I thank you for the opportunity of being here. I'll tell Brother Kevin and Brother Becky in their absence. We miss them. Sister Rita, it's unusual to not see Sister Rita here in the keyboard over here, man. So we miss all of them, and I just thank you for this opportunity.